Within the last few hours, the Chilean president, Michelle Bachelet, has announced the country's biggest cabinet reshuffle in years. She sacked five of her ministers, including the finance minister, and moved another four into new positions. Alberto Arenas now has the dubious distinction of becoming the first Chilean finance minister to be sacked mid-term in the 25 years since the country returned to democracy. Mrs. Bachelet came to power just over a year ago and has pushed through some radical reforms, including an overhaul of the tax system. But that's angered a lot of people in the business community. And in recent months, Chile's been hit by a series of corruption scandals that have hammered her popularity. Our correspondent Gideon Long's been following events.
Cambio de gabinete. Las 10 de la mañana con 7 minutos y nosotros continuamos.
There was only one story in Chile on Monday morning, the cabinet reshuffle. Last week, Mrs. Bachelet ordered her entire cabinet to resign. Today, she revealed which ministers she would keep and which she would dump.
Y he solicitado para ello a Jorge Burgos que asuma el Ministerio del Interior, a Rodrigo Valdés que asuma el Ministerio de Hacienda.
The changes are clearly designed to breathe new life not only into a government, but also into the flagging economy. Chile has a reputation as being the best managed and the least corrupt country in Latin America. But after decades in which the economy has grown at an average of 5% a year, things seem to be going awry.
Something very unusual happened last year in the Chilean economy. We grew less than 2%, and this is the lowest number in 40 years for a year with no international crisis.
Rafael Berguen is an economist at the Center for Public Studies in Santiago.
The last three times that we grew less than 2% were 82-83, the moment of the debt crisis in Latin America, 99, the Asian crisis, and 2008, the subprime crisis. So this is the first time that Chile grows less than 2% without having an international crisis. The implication, I believe, is obvious. If we have a problem, the problem is inside. It's not a foreign shock, but it's something that is happening in our country.
The Chilean economy has been recovering slightly from the low point in the third quarter of last year. And yet, still, people are more pessimistic about the economy than they were then.
And that has to do with the fact that in the last 4 months, we have had several episodes of corruption, both in the private and public sector. So that any concern that we had last year was related to the fact that we were facing strong, deep, and important reforms. Today, we have a completely different situation. Something much worse, which is the pessimistic perception with respect to the capacity of this country to make the right decisions.
Those episodes of corruption have dominated Chilean politics this year. Some of the country's biggest businesses have been making illicit payments to politicians, in part to win influence, but also to reduce their tax burden. Another scandal involves President Bachelet's own son. He's been accused of pulling strings to obtain a huge bank loan for his wife's property company. Nearly two-thirds of Chileans say they feel their country is stuck in a rut. Only 16% believe the economy will pick up over the next year, and more than half say corruption is more common now than it was a decade ago.
My name is Tamara. I am 31 years of age.
And in a cafe in Santiago, I met Tamara, a 31-year-old patent assistant. What does she think of the current crisis?
I'm not sure if it's because of the scandals, but I've heard that many companies have been moving out of the country. And the scandals might make this worse. Big international companies are one of the main sources of labor here. So I think the government has to play their cards right, so this won't happen.
And the problem of corruption?
If you compare Chile to the rest of South America, the corruption levels in most of the other countries are extremely high. But that doesn't mean that we don't have any corruption. If you start digging further, you will start finding more of these scandals. But if you compare it to what's going on, say, Argentina, we're still far from that. And I don't think it's gonna lead, say, to a crash or a crisis in our system. But I hope it's a wake-up call.
It certainly seems to have been a wake-up call for Mrs. Bachelet. Her new cabinet is now in place. Its mission, to start afresh and to restore Chile's slightly tarnished reputation.
Gideon Long reporting. You're listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service.